Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Henry, I want a word with you.
Oh, okay. I'll, do this later then.
So, tell me what's going on. Those builders have been here since 7:30 this morning, and as far as I can see, they haven't done anything.
Oh, I thought they were here at 8.
Henry, I don't care if it was 6, 7 or 8. The thing is, they've done nothing since they walked in.
Oh, they have. They've taken down the shelves. All the shelves.
Is that it?
Well, oh, and the stands.
But it's 12 o'clock now, and all they seem to be doing is talking and drinking tea.
No, I think they did take a tea break, but I kept a keen eye on them as to how long they took.
So how long was it?
Well, it varied.
What do you mean by vary?
Some of them were quick, and I suppose it took them about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and the others?
Let's just say I don't think their break has quite finished yet.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. There's a lot of them doing nothing. So, I want them to go.
What?
I mean it. We don't need 6 workers on the premises sitting around. 3 would be bad enough, but 6 is ridiculous. And where's that blooming site manager? The one who's supposed to oversee everything?
Oh, you mean Sid?
Yes, where is he?
Ah, well, he had to go back to the office to sort something out.
Oh? So what happened?
Oh, no. It wasn't for here. It was for another customer.
What? He should be here! He shouldn't leave if he's working for us.
Well, I did say that to him.
Oh, yeah? And what did he say?
He said to speak to the owner, Luke, about it.
And did you?
Yes, of course I did.
So what did he say?
He said to speak to Sid about any problems.
Well, we have got a problem, and it's a big one. I think that there are a lot of time wasters, and they've got to go. Hey, the minute he comes back here, I want to speak to him. You understand?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I understand.
I mean it, Henry. I'm not putting up with this.
Well, hang on. It's still early days. I'm sure things will still get better.
Well, they can't get much worse, can they?
Aren't you going to work today?
No, I took the day off to be with you.
Well, you didn't need to.
Well, we've got to speak about this, Vince. I need to know what you mean by you won't be here for much longer. For goodness sake, just tell me what's happening.
Helen, are you worried that I might leave you?
Oh, yes, of course I am.
Really?
Yes, I don't want us to split up.
Well, you've got no idea what it's like living with you. You know, you made Amy leave us, don't you? If it wasn't for you, she might still be living there.
Well, that's not true. She wanted to leave the island. She was fed up with being here.
She was fed up with you ruining her life.
I didn't do that.
You did? The poor girl couldn't do anything without your approval.
Well, I certainly don't do that now.
No. Only because she's not here.
Oh, Vince, that's not fair. I love Amy, and you know that.
Well, Amy doesn't.
I'm sure she does.
Well, I'm telling you now, you're not going to rule my life.
Rule your life? You can't say that.
I damn well can. All you've done since I've been home is complain about everything.
Well, that's just not true.
It is. And that's why I went to Italy. I needed time to think about things.
Oh, I see.
And I'm not sure us staying together is a good thing for either of us.
Oh, so it's nothing to do with that tart Katrina, then?
Katrina is not a tart. She's one of those nicest, kindest people I know.
Oh, I bet she is. And I bet she does whatever you want.
She doesn't dictate, that's for sure.
Oh, that's rich coming from you. I can't do anything right as far as you're concerned. Every decision in this house is always made by you.
Oh, that's rubbish, Helen.
No, it's not. I hardly dare breathe without having to ask for your approval.
Oh, here we go again. As always, you're over-exaggerating.
No, I'm not. And I wish you wouldn't say that.
Well, it's true. So, who decided to open a cafe then?
I did.
Henry, I've just spoken to Sid and told him that if they haven't done anything by the end of the day, they're going.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
You actually said that to Sid?
Yes, I did. I'm not having it. They're taking the mickey out of us.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. I think they were held up with part... That's all. You know, it's difficult at the moment.
Yes, I realise that, but I'm not paying six men to sit around all day and drink tea.
Well, you're not actually paying them, are you?
Well, no, not me personally, but the company is, and my family own the company, and I don't want to have to tell them that this has been a complete disaster.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be all right.
So, tell me, were these builders recommended?
Well, no. No, not really.
So, do you think that they're trustworthy?
I do hope so.
Well, for your sake, I hope they are.
Look, Ellen, I don't want to talk about it anymore. And by the way, I don't want you mentioning this to Amy when she comes, okay? I don't want her worrying about it.
But what about me?
What about you? You just carry on worrying about being boss to your silly little business.
Oh, Vince, that's not fair. I work hard at that cafe.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I just wish you put as much effort into bringing up your own child.
I did.
Oh, Ellen, that's not true. She couldn't do anything without you interfering.
Well, maybe I loved her too much.
Oh, don't give me that. You used to have all those ill moments. Do you remember when she had to look after you?
I couldn't help being ill.
It was your dizzy spells, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was awful.
Well, what happened to them then? You haven't had one since Amy left.
Oh, I don't know. I suppose it was just one of those things that naturally went away.
At exactly the same time that Amy left.
Oh, Vince, how can you say that?
Well, we'll talk about this again when Amy's gone, okay? And I mean it, Helen. I don't want you saying one word to her about this at all, okay?
No, I won't.
And if you're here all day, you might as well clean that oven. It looks awful. And you did say you were going to do it last week, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince.
And as you're here, I don't just want a sandwich for lunch. Quiche and salad would be nice, actually.
Okay.
You can manage that, can't you?
Yes. And what will you be doing?
Well, I've got some work to do, and I don't want to be disturbed until lunchtime. Okay?
No, of course not.
You haven't asked anybody around, have you?
No. Why?
Because I don't want that stupid woman, Connie, coming around again.
Oh, Vince, it was only the once.
I know that. But I don't want her to think that she can come around any time she wants, especially when you're off work.
No, she won't do that.
Good. Because if we're going to stay together, I'm the one who's going to say what happens around here.
Oh, I see.
So, is that okay with you, Helen?
Yes, Vince. So, does this mean you're staying?
Helen, don't you listen. I said we'll talk about this when Amy's gone.
Oh, look how they get on. They're so sweet together.
Fizzy, stop biting his tail.
Oh, he's all right. He'd run away if he didn't like it.
Oh, look.
Oh, I'm so pleased we've got her.
Oh, so am I. But what if it's not Fizzy? Someone might be looking for their cat.
No, I'm sure it's her. She came when I called, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she looks like Monty, doesn't she?
Yes, well, the colouring's the same.
And they get on so well. No, I'm sure it's her. What I'll do tomorrow is I'll get her a proper bowl. She can't use that plastic container forever.
Yeah, okay.
So, we did it. We kidnapped Fizzy.
Oh, Kathy, don't say that.
Well, we did. But it was the right thing to do. Look at her. She's so bony. We couldn't have left her like that.
No, we couldn't.
So, let's celebrate.
Oh, so what do you want to do? We could see what's on at the cinema if you want to.
Oh, no, we can't go out. We can't leave Fizzy. I thought we'd put a film on and I'll cook something special.
Oh, and what will that be?
Well, I've got a couple of pizzas in the freezer if you fancy those.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, that'd be great. And what shall we watch?
I thought we could watch Garfield.
I knew you would say that.
Well, the cats will like it.
Oh, of course they will. Oh, hang on. What sort of pizzas are they?
Well, they're both plain cheese at the moment, but I'll make them more interesting.
Oh, what will you add, Cathy?
Oh, I'll think of something, don't you worry. Don't you just love surprises?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.